as Mark Hunter is with us to preview. How are you, Mark?
G'day, Nardi. I'm very well, thanks.
We've got the eight races. Just heard the latest on the track. What are your thoughts?
I think it's a really interesting meeting early in the day. I think it gets a bit tougher as the day goes on, but some really good maidens. You might see some decent horses jump out early in the day. Hopefully we've found the right ones.
Okay, let's have a look at it. The first race, you can take out runners 8 and 11. We've got number 1, Langro, who is a first starter for Mick Price at $2.80. $5 for Beyond the Dream. $1.95 is the favourite for Mr. Hamilton. This is one of Robert Smerton's, who's had one prior race start, and that's pretty much your market. So we've got Mr. Hamilton versus Langro, who's a first starter as far as the market's concerned, Mark.
Yeah, I'm on Langro. Nadia, number one, I was on it Monday at Echuca. It was heavily backed into odds on, and unfortunately, float breakdown didn't make it. So hopefully they've filled the petrol up, checked the oil, and it gets the Ballarat on time. The way it trialled recently at Caulfield was the quickest of the morning. It sat just behind them, come to the outside, put paid to them. It's a five-year-old having its first start. Just looked like a really nice horse to beat number 9, Mr. Hamilton. He was slow away at Sale. Look, he was okay up the straight. He chased evenly. I wouldn't say it was a fantastic run. I think he's rock-bottom odds. Number 6, My Kind of Scene. It's had two trials. I can't get the vision of the last one. The previous trial, it flew along and won by a big margin. Gee, it'll take some catching at big odds. And fourth pick, maybe number 2, Ruth's Boy, who comes out of the same trial as Langro. Can't beat that horse, but might run a place. 1-9-6-2.
1-9-6-2 in the first. We go to race 2. This is a maiden event over 1,400. Runners 3, 5, 9, 15, 17, 19, and 20 all come out. We've got the 13, a Keysaw, who is the favourite at $2.20. Would have thought so is at $3.40, down to Samari at $7.
Yeah, clear standout best for the day here, number 13, Keysaw. It ran first up at Geelong on the wet track. Ran well, was no match for the stablemate there. That stablemate came out of Chuka and won by about 6 in most impressive fashion. Keysaw will be fitter for that run. The blinkers go on. It'll go forward, settle in the first 2 or 3, and I just think we'll win. Second pick, number 14, would have thought so. It was a solid debut, had every chance, was just beaten there. It'll push forward up near the front, looks the obvious danger. 7, J Bell, it's going to win a maiden soon, but it's run into a pretty good race here. And 12, Franklin Lane. Trialled okay recently on wet ground, just a bit hard to assess that off the wet ground, but did show some ability. I think 13's a good thing. 13, 14, 7 and 12.
13, 14, 7 and 12 in race number 2. The third is a 3-year-old maiden over the mile. You can take out the 1. Now we've got number 2, Ernest Credere at $5.50. $9.50 for St. Verdus. 8 there for number 9, Zhao Zilong. $9.50 for Conconi. Then you're down to Sister Marie at $8.50. And Suppressor, who's come up favourite for Darren Weir at $2.50.
Yeah, this is a fantastic maiden. There's a few hopes here. This is the race I'll be focusing on from a play of the day. I'll tip some favourites and some value. I'll go number 15, Suppressor, on top, who was terrific on debut behind Sworn Evidence. That's great form. Then got onto the wet track last time and didn't really fire a shot. Gets back to Ballarat here on the dry. And just based on that debut run, I think you'll see it jump out of the ground. 2, Ernest Credere. It was a very nice debut. It just needed a mile. It gets it here. It draws well. Then a couple at odds here. Number 5, Proprius, I thought was given no hope at all first up. The blinkers go on, jumps to the mile, could be a big improver. And 11, Reliable Dame, another one who's just needed ground and dry and gets the blinkers on today from a good draw with Luke Curry. Look for it to be running on strongly. Terrific race. 15, 2, 5 and 11.
15, 2, 5, 11, the third. Well, race 4, this is over 1,600. You can take out the 7. Now we've got number 1, Casio, who's had the 3 runs back now this campaign at $2.15. Along came Jones at $5.50. Then you're down to Kadabra at 9. Tygene, who's only had one start resulting in a victory, is the second elect at $3.50.
Yeah, I'll tip number 1, Casio. You'll be a thrill seeker if you take the short odds. It's look, if it runs to its Bendigo Guineas run last campaign, it'll just blow them away. It had every possible chance last time, and to be pretty honest, it was a fairly basic second. Maybe fitter for that run, gets a lovely run again. It's a weak, weak race, so it's top pick. The danger, and the only danger, I think, is number 6, Tygene. Really impressive debut win. We've seen Snogging come out of that race and walk in at Tatura. Tajine's a nice horse, it's the danger. Distant third, number 2, along come Jones, who gets a nice run, might place, and 5, Kadabra, who looks to have come back in moderate fashion from a spell. 1 just from 6, then 2 and 5.
1 from 6, 2 and 5, race number 4. We're up to the quaddie legs, race 5 being the first of those over 2,200, and you can take out runners 6 and 8. We've got number 2, Ascot Red at 460, Lynch Mob at 260, 440 by design, then you're down to Bianna Journey at 650.
Yeah, I think the three hopes for the quaddie here, 2, 3 and 4. Going with number 4, By Design, who's had a few runs now for Darren Weir. It's building up nicely to this distance. It got back, it ran on well last time. It looks like the 2,200 metres will be ideal. It should be ready to fire, and I think it's the one to beat. 3, Lynch Mob, did a good job at Geelong on the synthetic. There was a tearaway leader there. It kept coming strong with the line, looks a big danger. 2, Ascot Red, out of the same race as Lynch Mob. It was in front of Lynch Mob in the run, and I think just maybe with a quieter ride will go better. They're the three hopes. Next best, number 1, Nimbo Stratus. Box seats from Barrier 1, I doubt can win, might run a place. 4, 3, 2, then 1.
So 4, 3, 2, 1. Race 6 is a 64 over the 1,400, and you can take out runners 8 and 10. We've got number 1, Sigalavaka at 550, Break and Enter 850, Ransom Money at 5, Fast Plan is at 9, Magellan at 4, then you're down to Sammy the Boss, who is the favourite just at $3.90.
Yeah, I thought a bit of value here, number 2, Break and Enter, who showed good ability last campaign. It will push forward from Barrier 1, I would imagine would find the front. And on paper, there's just no pressure. Could get a lovely run in front. It was a good maiden win before a spell, and I think it'll give you a great side here at odds. The two dangers out of the same race at Cranbourne, number 6, Magellan, was terrific there. It just draws the poke through inside and run well. 7, Semi the Boss, ran on really well from the back. It's got a terrific hope. Then out to number 1, Sigalavaka, who was solid first up on the synthetic, failed on the heavy, gets back on the better track here. It's the other one with a winning hope. 2, 6, 7, then 1.
So 2, 6, 7, and then 1 in race 6. We go to race 7. This is an 1,100 metre race, and you can take out the 11. Here we've got the 3, Devil's Pinch at 10. $10 for Carlingford, $8.50 for Sang Choi Bao. Then you're down to $5 for Sneakers, and the favourite is Cleopatra's Glory for Team Hawks at $2.80.
Yeah, I think the last couple here are pretty tough races. Not a lot of confidence here. I'll tip number 12, Sneakers, who maybe should have won last time. It just got a bit held up trying to get through in the straight. Was just beaten. It's ready to win. It's got as good a chance as any. 13, Cleopatra's Glory, was really impressive before a spell. It's come back. It's trialled up quite nicely. 3, Devil's Pinch. Look, it's coming out of much, much stronger races. It was pretty basic last time. It's trialled okay. It's got the claim. If ever it's going to find form, this is it. And 4th pick at big odds, maybe number 2, Tiggy Dig Tiggy Dig, who actually found winning form before a spell. He's got the claim, he'll push forward, and he'll give you a good side. 12, 13, 3, and 2.
12, 13, 3, 2, and then to the last over 1,200, you can take out 5, 6, 9, 12, 13, and the 17. We've got the 1 Perfect Statue at 3.30, Wrecking Ball at 3, The Bont at 5.50, Walled City is at $5.
Yeah, not much of a race here. There's not much depth. I'll go to Wrecking Ball, who was good winning on debut and solid at Sandown. It's resuming here. It's trialled up quite well. Not so worried by the wide gate here. Quite a few scratchings, and they may get off the fence by the last race. Got the claim to beat number 1, Perfect Statue, who's very consistent. 1,200's about as far as it really wants. It's got the claim. It'll run well. 3, The Bont, fresh off the best and fairest last night, will run well again. And down to 8, Love in the City, resuming, has shown enough ability to be competitive here. 2, 1, 3, and 8.
So we go 2, 1, 3, and 8. What about a best roughy quaddie and also your player of the day?
The best is race 2, number 13, Keysaw. I think it will be winning. My value from the same stable, race 3, number 5, Proprius each way. My quaddie will cost you $135 for 50 cents. First leg, 2, 3, and 4. Into 2, 6, and 7. Into 2, 3, 9, 10, 12, and 13. Into 1, 2, 3, 7, and 8. And my play of the day, I'm focusing on race 3. I'm just going to box up all the multiples, Quinellas, Trifectas, with number 2, Ernest Credere, 5, Proprius, 11, Reliable Dame, and 15, Suppressor.
Wonderful. Thanks for that, Mark.
Thanks, Nadia.
There's Mark Hunter with his preview of the meeting from Ballarat this afternoon.